From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
The Security Council has today taken a strong action on one of the most enduring and pressing peace and security challenges of our time, the nuclear and ballistic missile activities of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon Wednesday, after the United Nations Security Council voted unanimously to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions are being imposed because of the North's September 9th nuclear test. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien urged nations to, with influence, to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. O'Brien told an emergency Security Council meeting Wednesday that the city was in danger of becoming one giant graveyard. Meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power called for a passage of a resolution on the matter.
This resolution should be brought to a vote without delay, and it should be adopted with the Council's unanimous support. This is a no-brainer. Anyone who tells you otherwise does not have the survival of Syrian civilians at heart.
Samantha Power. The Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed Wednesday to cut production in an effort to boost the price of petroleum. Iran's oil ministry said the cartel will cut production by 1.2 million barrels a day, the first time it has curbed oil output since 2008. The United Nations announced Wednesday that the conflict in Afghanistan has internally displaced more than 500,000 people this year, the highest yearly number on record. The figure surpasses last year's record by about 15%. This is VOA News.